This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, Republican from the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. We want to get his reaction to some of the preliminary recommendations coming out of the Bowles-Simpson Commission on debt reduction, as well as what he expects to happen when the lame duck session of Congress convenes in just a few days, specifically with respect to the Bush tax cuts and whether all of them or just most of them will be extended. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
And as always, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
There's a bunch of different reactions to some of these early recommendations from the two co-chairs of this commission, ranging from pleasantly surprised to absolute non-starter, depending on which member of Congress you're talking about. We've got ideas that include raising the federal gas tax to raising the eligibility age for Social Security, reducing Pentagon spending, all sorts of different things across the board. Overall, what were your thoughts, and what are some of the ones you like and don't like specifically?
Well, I guess I would fall into the somewhat surprised category that they would actually come up with any recommendations other than just tax cuts out of this commission, considering how it was composed by the administration. In other words, it wasn't set up as a true bipartisan 9/11 sort of commission, 50-50, half Democrats, half Republicans, from, you know, trying to get both sides of an equal representation. So that being said, you know, we're pleasantly surprised in that regard, but then not surprised to see that, well, once again, the solutions to that come out of Washington is to send more money to Washington. So raising taxes is their recommendation, and no one can convince me that right now is a good time to be raising taxes on anyone.
Do you suspect that in the full report there will be additional ideas for tax increases? We've heard so much about value-added tax, perhaps other tax increases, not extending some of the other Bush tax cuts like dividend capital gains, that sort of thing. Do you expect more of that to come out in the final report than what we saw in this early suggestions?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that you'll be seeing additional talk about more taxes, but even if it's just what we saw here, that's enough for me to say that's the wrong way to go. Look, the economy's in a doldrums right now. It's in a morass. We're seeing problems by the monetary / fiscal policy out of the Federal Reserve. And to make it have even more uncertainty, to take even more money out of businesses' pockets or individuals' and families' pockets and say we're going to solve this problem by sending that money to Washington, that's not going to solve it at all.
What do you think should be part of a long-term strategy here, whether it's entitlement spending, discretionary spending? Where do you start with the scalpel?
Well, and I've been on budget committee now for seven and a half years, I guess. And every year we have the experts, doesn't matter whether Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, they all say the problems are in spending, that we do not have a revenue problem, that we have a spending problem, and more specifically in the entitlements. That's first and foremost needs to be addressed. And not simply saying that we're going to try to change it by proposing that we're going to cut down on the reimbursement rates to doctors today, because we know how that always works out. Tomorrow, someone drops in a bill to say, well, we can't cut them back, because then doctors, rightfully so, will just not take Medicare or Medicaid patients anymore. So those aren't the solutions. We have to go bolder in those areas, see real reductions in the growth curve on spending on the entitlements, and it's only then will we be able to get our fiscal house in order.
Sounds like you're ready for that discussion, Congressman, and it certainly seems, based on last week's election results, that the bulk of the population is, but I'm sure you noticed many different members of Congress really being outraged at the idea of increasing the age for eligibility of Social Security by 2 years over the next 40 years, or maybe even more than that. If that type of proposal gets that type of reaction, where do you start to make some real inroads here?
Yeah, that is a good point, that anytime the tough decisions are brought up, the politicians in Washington run the other way. And it's part because anytime you bring up those discussions, some of the special interest groups that are out there immediately attack you. I mean, think about what happened when former President George Bush brought up the idea of trying to reform Social Security several years back now. Before he even had a proposal on the table, the various special interest groups were out there attacking it, saying, you know, don't touch this, it's okay, there's no problems with it, it's always going to be solvent, so on and so forth. Well, we know that they were wrong. This report I guess that's the one upside to all this. This report will prove that those special interests were wrong, and that something has to be done in the entitlements in general.
Last question before we get to the tax issue. In terms of what the Republican majority will do in the 112th Congress on this front, where do you see some of the earliest specific measures coming, if you have an idea of where the leadership's going on that?
Yeah, that remains to be seen at this point in time. The leadership has its hands full with the economy in the way that it's been left for us, and the budget, or lack thereof. As you know, we go into January without actually having a budget for the first time since 1974, I guess. So the Republican conference in the House is going to have a whole host of things on its plate they have to deal with, let alone trying to grapple immediately with these huge entitlements costs. I think, by and large, where we'll start out with is on the spending side, to demand that this administration simply stop spending the money that they've already said they were going to spend, but have not spent, you know, the TARP funds, the unspent stimulus funds, and so on. That'll be the first thing out of the box, and from there we'll just continue down the path of trying to rein in spending.
We're talking with New Jersey Republican Congressman Scott Garrett, member of the House Budget Committee. And Congressman, one of the biggest priorities really for both parties, if you listen to their leaders and even the rank and file members, is that extending the Bush tax cuts is priority number one here in the lame duck session. Of course, Republicans want them all extended. Democrats seem to be sending a mixed message before the election, and even to this point, a lot of them say all of them should be extended except for the top tax bracket. The president has kind of gone back and forth on suggesting whether or not he's willing to deal on that. What do you expect to happen?
Well, I think before I get to that, this is just the epitome of what has been wrong with this administration for the last 2 years. The uncertainty that they create in the marketplace, the reason investors aren't investing, businesses aren't growing, people aren't spending, is because they don't know what the heck Washington is going to do tomorrow. And now, as you just rightfully pointed out, President Obama doesn't know what he's going to do tomorrow. Speaker Pelosi couldn't give the country a clear direction just before the election. We thought a couple of days ago, finally, President Obama had made up his mind and he knew what he was going to do, and that was to side with the American public and Republicans and push through the Bush tax cuts. Now, all of a sudden, he comes out and says, nope, that was a misstatement or miscue. We're not there yet. You know, how can they expect the economy to rebound? How can they expect the people to start spending if they don't even know what they're doing?
Speaking of certainty, some folks are also pointing out that there are other taxes that are set to expire. We mentioned them in passing before, the dividend tax cut from 2003, along with the capital gains cut, and of course the estate tax, which is expected to come back in mass next year if nothing's done. So what action, if any, can we expect on those other taxes?
Well, I hope they'd all be addressed. And the one you didn't mention in that mix is, of course, not that it's set to expire, but it has to be addressed, is the alternative minimum tax as well. I mean, you add that to the whole list. You talk to any accountant or CPA who's trying to help his clients figure out their taxes for this and next year that they have to pay, and they'll look at you and say, we can't advise our clients because we don't know what Washington is doing. And unfortunately, neither does Speaker Pelosi or President Obama know what they're doing when it comes to resolving the tax issue in this country.
Well, a very important debate, and really debates to come when you're back in session in just a couple of days here. Congressman, thank you very much, as always, for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett represents his state's 5th Congressional District. He's a Republican, member of the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.